Welcome to Creating Abundance. I'm Alana Cahoon, and I'm delighted to introduce our guest today, Eva Lee. She's the affiliate manager and volunteer coordinator for Humanity. She has a heart for humanity and is serving the evolution of consciousness through heart-based living. With over a decade of experience in the nonprofit sector, she felt divinely guided to join Humanity's team, where her role continues to evolve alongside her mission. As a present parent of two wonderful children, she lives every day with intention and purpose, grounded in gratitude. Eva is authentically empowered and dedicated to activating the light in others, inspiring them to reclaim their power and shine with purpose. Welcome to our show today. How are you?
Thank you, Alana. Appreciate you so much. I am very well.
Yeah.
26 has been off to a beautiful start.
Isn't it? It's a beautiful new year. I love it. Yeah, but when we met, it was still 2025 in sunny California, and it was such a delightful time. We were at the Jim Kwik event, and I think we just kept running into each other and sitting next to each other. Yeah. So there was just this beautiful conscious current of like-mindedness that I think kept drawing us together. So, this is all about conscious leadership, about creating radiant happiness in your life, radiant health, radiant wealth, and happiness. Tell us a little bit about your journey, and actually, maybe what is Humanity exactly? Is that a company, an organization, and what is your role there?
Yes, Humanity's team is a global nonprofit, and our mission is to make a conscious living prevalent by 2040.
Ooh,
Focus
I
is
love that message.
create oneness and unity in the world.
Wow, that's a very empowering mission, and I love it. I'm with you 100%. Tell us more.
Yes, we have the largest streaming platform in transformational education in the world. And we have our mission is very pure and true because it's a nonprofit. Our focus is on elevating the consciousness of humanity. So I love
So,
it.
yeah,
Very
so I visited what is the website again?
humanityteam.org.
Humanity, say that again.
Humanitiesteam.org.
Humanitiesteam.org. And you have speakers there all on transformational wisdom and professional and personal development.
Yes, absolutely. And it's co-founded by Neil Donald Walsh, as you may have heard of him. He's written the Conversations with God series. And then our co other co other co-founder, Steve Farrell, is the executive director. So the two of them both help lead our beautiful organization with
Isn't
the.
that wonderful? And is Steve just launching a new book himself?
Yes, he is. Thank you for mentioning that. He has a new book called The Inner Way: Reclaim the Truth of Who You Are and Why You're Here. And it's on Amazon. It was number one in three different categories.
Oh
So
my
that,
goodness.
yes.
I can't wait to get my hands on it.
Thank
Yeah, and before we jump into your journey, because I want to know, tell us how we can get involved, the listeners, the viewers in this humanities team. What it offers, is it a paid membership? Are there events? Are there opportunities for speaking?
Yes, absolutely. We do have so many different opportunities other than our streaming platform. We have free programs and we have a live events that you may come to in person and on online. We just had our AI summit, which was you could join in and watch online. We have our Wednesday programmings as well. But we do have a lot of free programs and one-for-one subscriptions. So if you, for people that are less fortunate and cannot afford the subscription, they can receive one for free. So it's a great price value that we give for just $29.99 a month to watch the streaming. It's just, yes, you could just watch one program and be like, that really changed me, just even watching that one program. And I myself, I just favorite a lot of different programs because there's just so many great ones. This.
Yeah. Well, now we met at a great program. Is that one of the programs that your company was streaming?
The Jim Quick program?
Yeah.
No, well, we do not, but we would love to work with Jim Quick. That is something that is an intention that we would like to put out there, that to work with Jim Quick in some capacity in the future, maybe
Yeah.
this year, 2026. But we do have like we partner with Michael Beckwith and
Oh, wonderful.
Greg Braden, Suzanne Giesman, Dr. Sue Mortar. These are our close partners. Marcy Shymoff, as we just yeah, she just shut off her year of miracles. We'd love to help her promote that every year. So yeah, just
That's
beautiful.
delightful. It's really no wonder we're aligned. I was at the Jim Quick event where we met, and I was representing Los Angeles Tribune, and we do very similar work where we feature transformational speakers like Joseph McClendon and Jim Quick. We were there to highlight him and interview him. So, in fact, we gave him an award during that event. So, very, very similar paths. So, tell us how. Did you get on this path? What is your journey, Eva?
Thank you for asking that. That is a big question. It was I would it for me it was after just after COVID in 2020. Really did more of a deep dive is when I had long COVID, and I had just feel I just felt unfulfilled in life, even though I was going towards nutrition and things. I felt like that was what I was here to do, but I didn't really know. I didn't until I did the inner work. And really dove in and learned, who I am, why I'm here, what's my purpose, just deep dive into that. So really coming into a place of alignment, mind, body, spirit. And that led me to Humanity's Team as I was doing the work. And ever since then, it's just been, I've just been on a ride. And I've just been floating. I've just been flowing down this river of life, very surrendered, trusting. I feel very blessed.
That's beautiful. I love that theme of flowing down the river and surrendering. So bring that everyone into your year of 2026. We're in January here recording this. I'm not sure where and when you're listening, but think about that. That resonates with me as well. It's like we can work so hard and focus and which is all very important, but there's also that surrender and allowing the flow of life to carry you in the direction that is most aligned with you. Tell us a little bit more about alignment and how your purpose, your life purpose, is aligned with what you're doing and your mission in life.
Oh, yes, thank you. I would have to I would love for people to start with going within as well as first, right? Always. Your mind, your thoughts. Be the master of your thoughts and your mind. What is, be as what people would say, I would hear the watchdog of your thoughts or the bouncer. Okay. We want to we're cultivating positive the thoughts and programming. We're putting on a new programming in our inner mind. So you want to dismantle the old way of thinking. It's your fear, lack, scarcity, that type of thinking, and install a new way of thinking. And that does take the work. That does take the work. You got to do the work. It takes some time. It may, it can, sometimes it's fast for some people, and sometimes it takes a few years. But do and then work to install a new programming in your mind, in your brain, and then you'll have a new operating system where you allow ease and flow, and you just you surrender to that. It's a conscious decision as well. We have a choice in every day. And as Jim has mentioned, and I love how he puts this, life is a sea between B and D. Between birth and death, you have a choice, C. The power of choice is so important. We have
Yes, it
a choice. In every moment, you have a choice. So how do you choose to live? How do you choose? What do you choose? Do you choose love or do you choose fear? Make that conscious decision. Repetition. Keep repeating until it's consistent and persistent. And then that's your new vibration.
That's really interesting. So you hit on a number of points. To stay with this, well, first, I have to go back to the COVID piece because when we are sick, we have no choice but to stop, to pause, and to pay attention. Our body is talking to us. It's saying, you need to stop and you need to take care of yourself. And so I think and I've experienced long COVID too, so I understand somewhat what you're going through or had gone through. It's an opportunity and an example of any crisis situation where we are made to pause. Usually that's a big transition, whether it's divorce, illness, death, anything like that, moving, getting married. And it's a time to really go within. And I love that you mentioned it's not easy work. It sounds easy. Oh, yeah, I can change my thoughts, but I'm still changing my thoughts. And I've been doing this for decades, and I still find myself getting drawn into a story of negativity and the bringing that awareness and like what you just said now, which really I think is important. And I'd love to hear more about. I'd love you to expand more on the repetition piece, right? So if I catch myself or a listener or a viewer is catching themselves saying something negative while it's whether it's about someone else or themselves, usually it's about ourselves more than anything. How do we recognize it and shift that? Like you said, how do we dismantle those negative thought patterns through the use of repetition? Tell us more.
Thank you. I think the power of awareness is so important. As you know, when you're shining awareness on a pattern or programming, a habit of thought that you've been having, that is so powerful in itself. So when you shine that light of awareness on, I noticed that I've been thinking this. This is kind of a pattern that I keep thinking of this. Why am I saying these things to myself? Okay, compassion, give yourself the self-compassion and grace. Okay, we are, having a human experience here. And you can start to switch it then and reframe it. I mean, reframing is so important. It's so big too. It's like, well, this is a challenge that's helping me and serving me in this way. How from now on, when I hear this, I'm gonna switch it to this, And if there's anything of a physical thing that you can look at, for me, I was drawn to little stones that said faith on it. That would have, had a fortune that had said persistence is it actually, I put that in my car. Persistence is will lead you to success. And I would see every time I see that, I would go, oh, that's a good reminder there. I even have a little heart stone that I would hold and carry, and that would be a reminder for me as well. So yeah, not only are, can you do that, but having actual physical, tangible things that you can look at and see that are reminders for you. I think it's very important. Yes.
I love that. Go ahead.
I also think it's so important to honor your feelings. If something is arising for you, sit with it, be with it. Just feel it, allow it to feel it, right? To heal it, allow it to flow through. And yes, great, great. I wanted to mention that as well.
All these are really wonderful points. This is fun. So, I love that you showed your heart's crystal or stone and symbols, often called talisman, right? They're so important. Like I've got my love sign there, and behind it, that picture of the arrow, it actually says believe. And then, even my book, it says mindfulness mantras and meditation. And all of them, when you surround yourself with the things that inspire you and remind you of the truth of your nature, of who you are, and you are every one of you, I don't care what you've done in life or what you're doing, you are a loving being, and believe that you are and do the best you can. And then surrendering to your feelings too. You know, sometimes you need a good cry. Let it out. You feel so much better. And it's not about holding on to the pain. It's about acknowledging, saying, okay, this sucks, excuse my language, but this is very uncomfortable. This is a terrible, and I recognize it, but it's not going to own me. I'm not going to repress it and stuff it because that creates agitation, you know, illness in the future and resentment. You're going to recognize and say, okay, and then going back to that beautiful point you made earlier, Eva, how do I turn this around into a positive spin? Can you give us an example of how you might do that, how someone in the world might do that? Or maybe it's something you've done yourself where you've dealt with a difficult situation and were able to reframe it, deconstruct it, and shift it into a positive.
I think my would be an interaction with my child. You know how funny how children are our greatest teachers. They've taught me some great lessons. Patience is such a big one. But yeah, having an interaction where they've triggered something in you. You're just like, okay, well, I've asked you to do this and you didn't. Now, you know, we're visiting this again. We have a conversation about it. I acknowledge that I have felt that, first of all, right? Acknowledging that, oh, I noticed, right? Being at this big this it, Noticing is such a big thing. Notice it first, being the observer. Notice that I had that, it sparked that feeling in me. Okay. And pausing, the power of the pause, as you know, pausing is so, is give
So
yourself at
important.
least 3 seconds. Three is the minimum, I would say, 3 to 10 seconds before you react to something. Okay. And so, okay, I appreciate where you're coming from at this moment. I would love for you to take care of this because it's something I asked you to do. And if there's something I can help you with, you know, that you'd want me to help you with, I can help you with that later. So I think the acknowledging and the pausing is so key. Because
Yeah.
oftentimes we really want to just react like this, you know, it's like, they did not just say that, you know, they just not say that to me. And yeah, this just our it's just continuing to evolve as we as humans is how we're able to be responsible. Responsible, responsibility, the ability to respond. Everybody closest to us, and of course our children, gosh, are the ones that we've given birth to in this world. They teach us such great lessons.
Yeah. Our children are absolutely our teachers in every possible way. And what you were just describing was responding versus reacting. And that is it. If everybody who's listening, take this away. Practice the art of responding versus reacting. And all it takes, as Eva said, is 3 seconds. It is a very short pause. It's taking a breath, grounding yourself, pausing before you react out of emotion, out of any anger, being fully present, seeing the person that you're upset with, or that whoever is bothering you or annoying you or whatever, and really pausing, seeing. Separating, I like to add, creating a safe level of detachment. Because when we get really involved, or I like to say hooked into the story, then you're just down on the mat fighting with them, right? You're right there with them. But if you can take that safe level of a detachment, it's still in a loving way, but as you said, in a responsible, mature way, responding. And what you said was really beautiful. It's like, you know, being very kind. And sometimes you do need to have the fierce mother, fierce feminine, fierce parental to say, what you did is unacceptable. I have time to talk to you about it. Let's sit down and find another, you know, whatever. So I love what you did, but that's like, ooh. Yeah, I used to do that. But it's not easy to do with our children. It's funny. They mean so much to us that they know how to get us going. So, yeah, so what have you got going on? What else is coming up in your world with speaking and events? Tell us where to be, what to be reading, and what to be listening for.
Oh, thank you. Gosh, that's what a spirit has really showed me, that my voice is meant to be heard. I have come, my background was like, you're seen and not heard. And it, being a female also in this world, born in an Asian family where the males are more respected and more desired, actually, even during birth, is like to be born a male. And so coming from that, my voice, reclaiming my voice is so important. And right now I'm being led to host summits and launch book parties and share my voice in my message. But even more than that, my singing voice. I'm a singer and I love to sing. When I sing, I really feel it in my bones. It really resonates and comes out. It's like my soul coming through. And that is where I'm open to however that unfolds in my life in this year.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
Oh, that's exciting that you have the events coming up, and I'm delighted to have you sharing your voice here on the Creating Abundance podcast. And I am a fellow singer, so my first career path was a singer. I was a singer in New York City for 10 years. And so it's often I meditate on a daily basis. I have a strong meditation practice. And but there's something about the voice and singing, even if it's like I do some sound healing as well, workshops where I teach you not only using musical instruments, but the power of your own vocal instrument. And you said, I feel it in my bones. And when I sing and I'm really singing with spirit, I feel it from my root chakra flowing all the way up my spine, out through, and it feels like I'm sending those vibrations out to the world, which is my intention as well, is to bring this higher vibration, which, and God and Goddess willing, I've been working on that my whole life. So it's to share that with everyone so that everyone feels it and is has that spark within themselves. And the voice singing, really, whether if you're a trained singer, that can really bring those emotions out and inspire people. But also, even if you're not a singer, allow yourself, close the door, and just sing it out and feel that incredible vibration. It's very healing.
Yes, I should love all you, everything that you said. It resonated so deeply. And that's so funny that that's how we met. And it's like, oh, we were meant to meet each other. This is all, I'm like, what? You're a singer too?
Yeah,
Wow, amazing.
that is
Thank you so
fun.
much.
So you mentioned the summit. What is your next summit coming up?
Yes, the Planetary Citizenship Summit is coming up in 2 weeks. And it is showing everybody how to reclaim their power as a living on this planet here. So
Yeah.
it's just going deep with everybody in regards to how to be a planetary citizen in these times,
Yeah.
living consciously. Yes,
Living
living from the
consciously.
heart space, living from the heart space. This is something that for me is so big.
Yeah. So, there's a question, what is conscious leadership? What is it to be a conscious leader? And you just said it's living with your from the heart space. Tell us more what that means to you, conscious leadership, being a conscious leader.
And I would like to start first with being what conscious, for me, living consciously means moment to moment, making a decision, choosing to live from the heart space. So that's moment to moment, right? That can take some practice, but yeah, it's setting that intention to live moment to moment, choosing to live from the heart space. Drop your out of your mind and into your heart. Could give it a few seconds to do that, practice and repetition, and embodying that oneness. Embodying love, I like to say that I am love in action. Like, I'm about to
Oh,
change that on my LinkedIn. Love in action.
I love
Love in
it.
action. Because I do write that I'm a force for good. You know, I do, I write, you know, things embodying that, embodying love. How do you want to live, show, see yourself, and how do you want to be treated in the world? You know, the golden rule, as we know it, treat others as you would like to be treated, is like, give out kindness, give out love, be that. So instead of doing and doing and doing, we're being it. So yes, embody.
So that is mindfulness. That is being in the moment is mindfulness. It's being mindful, aware of the moment. So everybody listening or viewing, please just take a moment, keep your eyes open, especially if you're driving or walking, and just allow your thoughts to drop into your heart center. So the heart center is right in the center of your chest. This is your chakra. And certainly if you're sitting down or lying down, go ahead and close your eyes and allow the thoughts to simply drop into your heart. And imagine yourself like holding all of those thoughts in a blanket of love. Whatever that is to you, it might be a beautiful, fluffy pink blanket or a flower or a sun or a star. But feel that light within you and allow then that heart energy to flow back up into your headspace to bring that sense of meaning and purpose and consciousness into who you are and what you do all the time. A beautiful way to be present. Thank you.
Thank you, Lana.
This has been delightful. So nice to have you here with us. This is Eva Lee. How can people reach out to you and learn more about the fun things you're doing?
Sure, you can reach me on humanitiesteam.org team page, their page, and or eva.lee@humanitiesteam.org. And
Fantastic.
yes, and we will be seeing everybody if they would like to at our next summit, at our free events, our Wednesday live programs. That would be wonderful.
Yeah,
Yes.
fantastic. Thank you. Thank you to the audience. This year will be the release of my upcoming book, Creating Abundance, to manifest radiant health, wealth, and happiness. And I'm excited. It shares all of the wisdom I have garnered over the last few decades as a coach and a healer, empowering you to learn these tools, some of the tools that even I have just talked about today, and incorporate them into your daily lives in a very easy step-to-step stories and inspirations. So follow us, keep up with Creating Abundance. I'm Alana Cahoon, and love to everyone. Thank you, and can't wait to see you again soon.
Thank you, Alana.